Alicia, for our Bible readings. At harvest, we make time to be thankful to God for all that He provides for us and through the natural world. For many of us in the UK, it can be hard to link the food that we eat and the land around us. More often than not, we link our food with the local supermarket. For people like Loyara, though, a farmer in Burkina Faso, the surrounding land is everything. The psalmist in our reading today also clearly has a huge appreciation and understanding of creation, where the birds nest, where the mountain goats live, the skill of a lion as it hunts its prey, and the vast array of creatures living in the water. As a result of how nature fits together, the psalmist is inspired to worship the Creator God. And in verse 31 of the reading, we read that God is too rejoices in His creation, in all things being as they were meant to be. The beauty and variety of all He's made brings God glory. But it's not just that nature is glorious to behold. Verses 10 to 18 of Psalm 104 describe how God provides through nature for plants and animals and for humankind. Verses 13 and 14 declare that He waters the mountains from His upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of His work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for the people to cultivate, bringing forth food for the earth. God thinks so much of His creation that He even became part of it when He sent His Son to earth in human form. And during His time on earth, Jesus immersed Himself in creation, using it to illustrate His Father's kingdom, benefiting from its provision and living and teaching within it, including from mountains, shorelines, and lakes. Nature is designed to work in harmony, land and water, earth and sky. Humans and animals all have their part to play in the natural order of things. And all this is held together by a Creator God who is happy with the world that He's created. But we don't have to look very far to see in the world today, to see that its perfect balance that God created is out of kilter. Too often the land isn't satisfied, but is parched or flooded. Grass is sparse and dried out, and plants don't always grow. Rather than taking care of the earth as God instructs us in Genesis chapter 2, the way we live, work, and consume has pushed creation to breaking point. Whether it's plastic pollution littering the seas and the poorest communities, or species going extinct at record rates, or the climate crisis causing more droughts, floods, and storms, we've damaged this beautiful world, which is a gift from God. We're feeling some of the effects in the UK, but it's people living in poverty who have done the least to cause the problems, who have been hit the hardest. We're now going to hear from Tayo and Loyara in Burkina Faso, hopefully on the screens.
When God created the world, He put everything into its rightful place. Then He placed Adam in the garden and He ordered him to cultivate, to take care of it. If we've forgotten that, we will do the opposite of what God has asked us to do. My name is Pastor Chauri from Owakuyi village, Burkina Faso. We are farmers. We depend on the earth for food. But in recent years, climate change has been threatening my community. Water never used to run dry here. The trees used to produce good fruit, but not anymore.
My name is Tiahu, and my wife is Loyara. Agriculture. agriculture is our main activity. If you have good rainfall, you have a good harvest. But if it is not good, you have nothing. The earth has become impoverished. You bring children into the world to share in your happiness, but we are poor. You see others giving things to their children. We wanted to do the same, but we couldn't.
Training has been a great help. We rallied the church, encouraging them to get involved. There has been a big change.
Church has helped us during our time of suffering. The change is in our meals. That's where we have seen real improvement.
Before, we had no food, but now we never miss a meal. Raising chickens helps us. I like raising chickens.
There has been a change in people's spiritual lives too. People behave differently. Now they understand that they are the light of the world. People who don't believe in climate change don't want to believe. We just look back 5 years to when the river started to dry up, the trees disappearing, even the animals. I would ask people to think again. There really is a change, and the Bible invites us to be the people who take care of the environment. Even if the world ends tomorrow, I would plant a tree today.
Loyara is a farmer in Burkina Faso, West Africa, and for years, drought has ravaged her land, which lies barren and empty. This is the effect of the climate crisis, which is already hitting people in poverty the hardest, and it has led to more frequent and more severe disasters, such as prolonged drought. For Loyara and so many others, the harvest will be empty again this year. Another season of hunger looms. And as the climate crisis worsens, it can mean life or death for many families like Loyara's. We have no other source of income than agriculture. We know what it means to go without, says Loyara. Around the world, millions of people like Loyara are being pushed back into poverty because of climate change. In 2016, world hunger started to increase for the first time in a decade and has continued to increase every year since. And that's because of climate change, conflict and disease, with climate change exacerbating the risk of conflict. The science is clear, the climate crisis is being caused by us, especially in the developed nations. And the impacts are accelerating. We're running out of time to prevent the worst effects. We have to act fast and change the way we live, and governments have to be more ambitious. Right now, we have a unique window of opportunity. This year, the UK is hosting the UN climate talks in Glasgow in November. How our governments throughout the UK choose to rebuild after the pandemic will not only shape our own economies, but also influence other nations as we host these talks. This is a crucial moment for our leaders to take climate change seriously. In the Bible, Jesus tells us the most important commandments are to love God and to love our neighbours. Tackling the climate crisis is vital to both of these, honouring God by protecting his creation and loving our global neighbours, who are hit first and worst by what is now a climate emergency. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, in Jesus, and through him to reconcile to us all things on earth or things in heaven by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Because of Jesus' death on the cross, all things can be made new. Everything sin has broken and corrupted is being restored and reconciled to God. That includes us as well as the rest of creation. What's more, we're invited to be part of God's ministry of reconciliation, inviting people to be reconciled to God through Jesus, but also reconciling people to the creation we've been given to care of and seeing it restored. This is the fullness of the gospel. So how can we respond? You may already have added your name to the Climate Coalition's declaration, which calls on governments to build a fairer, healthier recovery from the pandemic. But there's more that we can do. Just as Esther in the Old Testament speaks up against injustice, even at the risk to herself, so we are called to respond when we see injustice in our world. We've already responded through our actions, but we can also give, enabling Tear Fund and their partners that live and work alongside families like Loyara's to help the poorest people adapt to the changing climate around them. £38 could provide a man or a woman with the materials and training needed to start their own sustainable poultry farm to help feed their family and earn more income. £57 could help towards training an entire village on how they can protect themselves against disease and illness through sustainable waste management. We can all be part of the solution through donating online at tearfund.org. Together, let's do all we can to come alongside our global neighbours and help share the load this harvest. As we come to the end of our service this morning, we will close with a prayer for the climate and to encourage us all as we take practical action to take care of this wonderful world that we live in and to continue and praying for it as well. Amen.